Today's daf is Krisos daf Tezayin, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the two dots, Omar Loi Rabbi Akiva im Halacha Nikaber. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Avisa. So the topic of the daf is Korban Chatas, which one has to bring if he does an Avera B'Shoigig, an Avera that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karas. And the Mishnah said, on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yesh Oichel Achila Achas, it's possible for a person to eat one Achila, V'Chayiv Olel, Arba Chatois, V'Osham Echad. Then the Mishnah continued on the bottom of Daf Yud Talad Amud Aleph, and said, Yesh Ba Bia Achas, V'Chayiv Olel, Vav Chatois. And there were different Mishnayas and different examples of exactly how this would be possible. Regardless, the last Mishnah that we learned on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis was a Shaila that Rabbi Akiva posed to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. When did he pose the question? They were going to buy meat for the chassan of Rabbi Gamliel's son. They were in the itlis of Imam, and he turned to them and he asked them a few shailas, the last shaila that he asked, of which we had two nuschos. The second nusach is the one that we need as a segue for today's daf, and that is, if somebody would eat a kezayis noisar from five different karbonos. So there were five karbonos, each one Basar was noiser, and he ate a kezayis from each one. He did a behelam mechon. The question is, would he be chayiv one chatos, or would he be chayiv five chatos? If somebody eats noiser b'mezid, he's chayiv karas, which means if somebody eats noiser b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatos. The question was, do you say that being that he ate noiser from five different karbonos, that means he should be chayiv chatos al kol achas v'achas? Or do you say no, that being that it was done behelam achas, so behelam achas, maybe you're only going to be chayiv one? Amru lo, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua turned to Rabbi Akiva, they told him, loy shamanu. I'll tell you the truth, we don't know. We have no mesorah on this halacha. Amru Rabbi Yeshua said, stating that, I'll tell you something else I heard, and perhaps from that other halacha, we can infer this. He said, shamati, ba'uchu mizevach echad mihetam chuyin, if somebody would eat from one carbon, five dishes. So, till now, we've been teaching the word tamchoy, meaning the way that the food was prepared. Stating that, we'll see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to go into a more detailed discussion of exactly what tamchoy means. But Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard that if somebody would eat from one carbon, five kizeis, and each one was prepared in a different way, the halacha is that as it relates to the asham me'ila, he would be chay of a special carbon asham for each tamchoy. So he said, v'roya anishad varam kal v'chaymer. So to me, Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Yeshua, it's a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Madoch yichayev a separate asham for every tamchoy. So kal v'chaymer is it should be chayev a separate chatos for each carbon. Now, even though at first glance, he's not comparing apples to apples. It's apples to oranges. It's asham to chatos. It's two separate karbonis. But Rabbi Yeshua said that to me, it seems like a basic kal v'chaymer. If each tamchoy cooked versus grilled versus fried is mechayev a separate asham, then each animal, each carbon, this is kachim, should certainly be mechayev a separate carbon. Said Rabbi Akiva, if it was the same carbon, I would agree with you. The problem is, like we said, one is a asham and one is a carbon chatos. And it could be as it relates to carbon asham, even tamchuyim are mechalik. For each tamchuy, maybe you're going to be chayiv a separate carbon. But as it relates to carbon chatos, maybe it's going to be different. He said, why is that the case? He said, number one, you find when it comes to an asham mi'ilois, we treat the machal like the oichel. We treat the mahana like the nena. Not just that, when it comes to the sheer mi'ilo, you could be mitzaref afilu mezman meruba. Rashi says, if a person would eat a half a shear today and the other half a shear in 3 days from now, that would be mitzaref to establish the shear. As opposed to a carbon chatos, only the oichel brings the chatos, not the maichel. Only the nena brings the chatos, not the mahano. And when it comes to be mitzaref to shear, it has to be within a shear of kedei achilas pras, which is a very short time frame. Either way, said Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, I hear where you're coming from. You find this idea of a separate carbon for each tamchoy. So based on that, it would reason separate carbon for each carbon. The problem is, it's not the same carbon. One is asham and one is chatos. So maybe asham, where you find a ribuy in chiyuv asham, say Michael Koichel, Mahana Kenana, in terms of the amount of time that you need in order to be mitzaref the shir. So maybe there, even tamchuyim, certainly different animals, but even tamchuyim would be mechayev, would beget its own carbon asham. What's the raya as it relates to the carbon chata? So either way, Rabbi Akiva had a shayla. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua didn't really have an answer. Rabbi Yeshua had a tzushtel from carbon asham. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, I don't think you can shtel tzu asham techata. Says the Gemara, kibla Rabbi Yeshua, the hot shuvim Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara is going to begin its discussion not with discussing shitas Rabbi Akiva, but rather with discussing shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua came with a self-confident kal v'chaymer, but Rabbi Akiva seemed to knock down Rabbi Yeshua's kal v'chaymer. And the Gemara's question is whether Rabbi Yeshua was mekabel Rabbi Akiva told him, or he wasn't mekabel Rabbi Akiva told him. So Gemara Tashma, bring your right to Tanya. We're going to a braisa, and this is a long-winded braisa that discusses a lot of different halachos. This is a kitzah shulchan aruch of carbon chatas. If somebody ate five pieces of noisar, but it all came from the same carbon. So he ate five kizesim of noisar. It was mizevach echad. It was behele machas, b'chamisha tamchuyim. It was prepared in five different ways. The halach is inem evi el chatas achas. He only brings one carbon chatas. The chiddush is, even though it was b'chamisha tamchuyim, it came from one zevach, it was behelim echad. How many chatois do you bring? One. Let's say he's not sure if he did this. When do you bring an asham tali? If you have a suffix, if you have to bring a chatas, you bring an asham tali. So in this case, if he has a suffix, if he ate five chatichos noiser mizevach echad behelim achas b'chamisha tamchuyim, so how many asham talis are you going to bring? Only one. What would be if he ate b'chamisha tamchuyim b'chamesh halamos? What would be if it was the same exact case? He ate hechatichos noisar mizevach echad. Now, the gersa we have is b'chamisha tamchuyim. The Shita Megubetzes takes it out. So whether you do have the gersa, you don't have the gersa, that's not even the point. The point is, it was b'chamesh halamos. That's the emphasis. It was done with five halamos. The halach is maybe chatas or kalachas v'achas. Being that it was b'chamesh halamos, even though it was from one carbon, one tamchuy, five tamchuy, we don't really care about that. But the point is, it was five halomes, talachas, you're going to bring a chatas or kalachas vachas. Let's say you're not sure if you did this. Maybe asham tali or kalachas vachas. Then you're going to bring an asham tali for each one. Nehez vachim behelamachas. What would be if somebody ate from five different animals? He ate five kizesim of noisar from five different animals. Behelamachas, chayiv al kolachas vachas. Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu achal hechatichos mehez vachem behelamachas, enei mevi alachatas achas. No, in that case, being that it was behelamachas, even though it came from five animals, you're only going to bring one chatas, val smik on ein mevi alashem taliyach. And if it's a suffix, you're only going to bring one ashem taliyach. Klolish shodavar, says the price. So one takeaway that you can take is, v'chol shechalukim bechatois chalukim ba'ashamais, that the ashem taliyach always mirrors the chatas. So had you known for sure that you did this Aveira B'Shoike, you would have brought one Chatas. When you have a Sofik, you bring one Ashram Tali. If you knew for sure you would bring five, when you have a Sofik, you're going to bring five Ashram Talis. The Ashram Tali and the Chatas, they go hand in hand. So whatever the halacha would be as it relates to the chatas, that would be the halacha as it relates to the carbon asham. What happens if somebody ate five chatichos of noisar from that was prepared in five different ways? He ate it mizevach echad from one carbon, lifnei zrikas damim, and this is the wrinkle, the emphasis of this last case. He did it before zrika. The fact that he did it before zrika has an impact now on the laws of me'ilah, because the only time a person can be ma'il b'kachim, so we didn't learn mesachtes me'ilah yet. It's from the few mesachtes we still haven't learned. So mesachtes me'ilah is still coming, but the halach of me'ilah is that the only time a person's ma'il is if he eats before the zrika, because zrika is mata basar. So once it's mata basar, it's not considered kachi Hashem anymore, and even though it is kachim, but it's not considered kachi Hashem as it relates to the laws of me'ilah. So if he goes ahead and he eats it before zrika, then the halach is chayev al kolachas v'achas mishum me'ilah. As it relates to me'ilah, you're going to be chayev al kolachas v'achas. This is the braisa. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara does this analysis on the braisa, and it tends to prove its original shayla from the braisa, let's just chazer over what the braisa said. So the braisa basically gave us four cases. The first case was somebody ate five kizesim of noisar. It was from one carbon, it was behelim achas, even if it was prepared in five different dishes, that's neither here nor there. What matters clearly from the braisa is that if it was from one carbon and it was behelim achas, the halach is yichayv one chatas. If you have a sofik, if you did a b'shoigig, you'd bring one ashram tali. The second case is where again you ate five kizesim of noisa from one carbon, but it wasn't behelim achas, it was with five halamois. There the halach is yichayv five chatois. If you have a sofik, if you did it, you'd have to bring five ashram talis. So really, tzir aleph and tzir beis, the first two parts of this braisa, is very straightforward. It's a halacha that we know. And that is that haloma is amechalek. So if you ate five kizesim of noisar from one carbon, so what's the halacha? Do you bring five chatos or do you bring one chatos? So this is the most basic halacha in the world of chatos. And that is haloma is amechalek. So if it was done by halama echad, it's one chatos. If it was done with five halomas, it's five chatos. What if you have a sofik? So same thing. The halama echad, one ashram talik. Chamish halamos, it's going to be five ashram talis. Like the Brisa says, the rule is that the ashram tali always follows the chatas. So the first two cases are essentially saying that if it came from one carbon, what matters? What matters? How many halamos there were? That what was the third case when you ate the same five kizesim, but it wasn't mizevach echad; it was from five zvachim. What was the halacha over there? Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says it was from five zvachim. You're going to bring five chatos. If you have a sofik, you're going to bring five ashram talis. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that even in this case, being that it was behelam. Even though it came from five animals, what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is you're only going to bring one chatas. If you have a sofik, you're going to bring one ashram tali. The fourth case is where it was before zrika. That relates to ashram tali. That relates to hasham ilos. That's not something that we really need. Now, what was the original shaila? The original shaila was kibla Rabbi Yeshua mined Rabbi Akiva or loy kibla Rabbi Yeshua mined Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had asked the question. What was the question? If somebody ate five kizesim of noiser from five different animals, behele machas, are you going to be chayiv one? Are you going to be chayiv five? Rabbi Yeshua told him, you're going to be chayiv five. What's my raya? I don't have a mefurish and mesayra on this, but he said, I know it kal v'chomer from the carbon asham. Rabbi Akiva said, you can't prove anything from the carbon asham. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva was disagreeing with Rabbi Yeshua's premise. The question is, did Rabbi Yeshua stand by his original position that you're going to be chayiv five, or you're not going to be chayiv five? Now the Gemara is going to attempt to prove it from this brisa. So we need to do two things if we're going to prove Rabbi Yeshua's position from this brisa. First thing we have to do is we have to prove that this brisa is Rabbi Yeshua. Because if you can prove from this brisa that Yechayev 1, Yechayev 5, but the time of the brisa is Rabbi Gamliel, it's not going to help us. So we need to prove, number one, that the time of the brisa is Rabbi Yeshua, and number two, we're going to have to see from this brisa what Rabbi Yeshua's position is. So one at a time. Says the Gemara, V'ilu al sfeika, maybe Ashram Tali like Atani. Gemara makes an interesting dig. As it relates to the fourth case of the brisa, and that is the case of Ashram Tali, the case of Asham Me'ilois, it didn't say anything about what would be if you had a suffix if you have to bring an Asham Me'ilois. Right, the first three cases were that one chatas, five chatas. If you have a sofik, one ashram tali, five ashram talis. So the brisa discussed both the chatas component and the ashram tali component. The last case was discussing an asham me'ilois, not a chatas, asham me'ilois, because you had hanah from the kachem lifnei zrika, which triggers a carbon asham, but it didn't mention anything about an ashram tali. Says the Gemara, mani, who then must be the tana of this brisa? Ilem Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Akiva, can't be, because listen, nami seifo, fal sfeika, maybe ashram tali, because we have information about Rabbi Akiva as it relates to whether or not you bring an ashram tali, if you have a sofik, whether you'd have to bring an asham me'ilois. It's time to learn to the mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva mechayiv asofik me'ilah asham tali. Rabbi Kiva sheet is that if you have a sofik, if you have to bring an asham me'ilois, you're supposed to bring an asham tali. Elab Rabbi Yeshua. So it must be that the time of this brisa is not Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Yeshua. We know Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua both discussed this halacha, and we have inside information that this brisa is not Rabbi Akiva. It's based on a diak in the fourth tzir, the tzir that really has no shaykhis, the part of the brisa that we're trying to focus on. But one thing we could take away from that part of the brisa, and that is that the Tana of the brisa is not Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara feels, if it's not Rabbi Akiva, then it must be Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so we have proved now that the Tana of the brisa is Rabbi Yeshua. So if it's Rabbi Yeshua, let's take a look at the brisa. Could you prove anything from this brisa or not? Now again, we need the first three cases. Case one was, we ate five kizesim of noisa, mizevach echad, with one halama. Case two was five kizesim of noisa mizevach echad with five halamas. Don't let the tamchuim confuse you. But it was with five halamas. In the first case, he chayv one chatas. In the second case, he chayv five chatas. What was the third case? Five kizesim from five zvachim behelamachas. The Tanakama, who we now know as Rabbi Yeshua, holds five. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda holds what? So if you're going to now prove what Rabbi Yeshua holds, in the case of our Mishnah, which was where you ate five kizesim from five karbanos, belamachas, yichayv one, yichayv five, where would you go to? Which tzir? Tzir Aleph, tzir Beis, and tzir Gimel. Which is the direct hit? Tzir Gimel. It's the same exact case. It's a perfect comparable. It's the same case. Five kizesim of noiser from five different zvachim, belamachas. That was the nidin between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and our Mishnah, and that is exactly the third seer of the Braisa. What does the Braisa say? The Tanakama holds five. Interestingly, the Gemara is going to initially try to prove, not from Tzir Gimel, but rather from Tzir Aleph and Beis. Zok the Gemara, let's see, what does it say in the Mishnah? K'toni behei halomois, maybe hei chatois, shema mino, kiblo mine. You see, from the Braisa, that what's mechalik in the Braisa? What do you see from Tzir Aleph and Tzir Beis? That if it was mizevach echad, what matters is, was it with one haloma, or was it with five halomois? It sounds like that the nekuda that you need to know when you determine how many chatois a person needs to bring for eating five kazesim of noiser is halomis. That's the only thing that we care about. We don't care about anything else. All we care about is halomis. Was it behelam echad? One. Was it with five halomis? It's going to be five. It doesn't matter if it was from one carbon or from five carbonas. Again, if you look at Tzir Aleph and Tzir Beis in a vacuum, so the only differentiating factor is how many halomis were there. So says the Gemara, if the Tana, the Braisa, is Rabbi Yeshua, and you see what makes a difference, only halomis make a difference. So if that's the case, Shema Mino Kibla Mine, so you see that if it was the Hela Machas, even if it was from five carbonas, clearly Rabbi Yeshua was Makabah from Rabbi Akiva, and even though he thought initially Kal V'Chomer from the Asham Mi'ilois, we chayef for five tanchuyim. So certainly you should be chayef for five animals. You see, not that way, because chatas is all about the haloma. And being that it's all about the haloma, you see, if it was behelam echad, you're gonna be. It's only if it's five halomas you're gonna be chayef five. So it says the Gemara, shmami no kibbul minei. But the Gemara says, adir rabba, the obvious question, mi seifa. Look at the seifa, meaning the third seer, the ketani mehei zvachim, afilu behelam machas chayef al kol achas meachas shmami no loy kibbul minei. So the Gemara says, obviously, tzir gimel was mamish deshaila, and there you see he holds five. If that's the case, if the Gemara thinks you can prove from Tzir Aleph and Beis that Rabbi Yeshua was not Mekabel, was Mekabel from Rabbi Akiva, and from Tzir Gimel that he was Mekabel from Rabbi Akiva, essentially you have a stira then between Tzir Aleph and Beis versus Tzir Gimel. Says, how are you going to reconcile this? Must be Tanoi, that says Machloikis Tanam, Iketana the Kiblo, Iketana the Loi Kiblo. The Tana of the Brice is for sure Rabbi Yeshua, that we know from Tzir Dalid, was Rabbi Yeshua Mekabel from Rabbi Akiva or not? Meaning, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold in this case? It seems to be a stira between the Reisha of the Braisa, Tzir Aleph and Beis, and the Seif of the Braisa, which is Tzir Gimel. How do you have a stira? Must be a Machloikis Tanoim, Alibid Rabbi Yeshua. What was the Machloikis Tanoim? What's the rest of the story? Machloikis Tanoim, whether Rabbi Yeshua was Mekabel Rabbi Akiva's Taina in our Mishnah, or he wasn't Mekabel Rabbi Akiva's Taina in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, once you're going down this road, then I have already a whole different Mahalach in the Braisa. Philotim Rabbi Akiva, you can tell me really it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Hai Tano, Savali Kavasa Bechado, Polygal Bechado. The whole premise to prove our Shaila, whether Rabbi Yeshua was Mekabel from Rabbi Akiva, not from our Braisa, was based on the fact that we know this Braisa is Rabbi Yeshua. How do you know the Braisa is Rabbi Yeshua? We only knew it from the last line, because the last line discussed the Asham Me'ilois and didn't mention anything about an Asham Tali. If you have a Suffolk Asham Me'ilois, do you bring an Asham Tali? So Rabbi Akiva Shita is that you do. The Braisa was Mashma that you don't. That was proof that the Tana of the Braisa is not Rabbi Akiva. But says the Gemara, once you see this two Tanam and you're willing to be Moikim the Braisa in a way where it's Trey Tanoi, Aliba, if you're willing to go down that road, I can tell you the Braisa is Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, there's no sheiches to proving anything about Rabbi Yeshua. The Haitana Savalik of Asabachada, Upalagalabachada, Savalik of Asabahalom, Upalagalabami Elois. He held like Rabbi Akiva Shita as it relates to our Mishnah. But as it relates to the halachos of Me'ilois, there he held, not like Rabbi Akiva. The point is, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Rabbi Yeshua. You can't prove anything from our Mishnah. Either way, says the Gemara, Heichi Dami, Heiz Me'ilois, or Heichi Dami, Hei Tamchuyim. So we keep on talking about Tamchuyim, Tamchuyim, Tamchuyim. Rabbi Yeshua Shita, we finally found the Mishnah. But the question is, what's this halacha of Hei Tamchuyim? Amr Shmuel, so Shmuel said, what it means is Chamishat Barim Ba'oilam Mitztarfin, as it relates to the halacha of someone's moil and a carbon oil, there's five parts of the carbon oil that are Mitztarf for the Shir Me'ilah. Habasav Achelav, Ayayim, Vasoilos Vashem. That's what the five Tamchuyim means. So it means if somebody would eat a kezayis of basar and chaylev and yain, so that's the definition of five tanchuyim. Chizki Amar, you're going to acham ehei evarim. No, five different evarim of the animal. Shlokish Amar, afilu teima bever echad, neshkach is a bekasef. The shoulder has five different components, five different parts of the shoulder would make up five tanchuyim. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, you're going to acham ehez minei ktera. It means you use five different recipes. You cook the food and you cook it in five different ways. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, this is the pshat we keep on saying, you're going to acham behei tamim. It's talking about where you prepared it differently. You broiled it, you boiled it, you cooked it, whatever. You prepared it in five different ways. That's the definition of the five tanchuyim exhales. Zok the Mishnah. Bryant, Rabbi Akiva said, Shaltis, Rabbi Eliezer. This is another question Rabbi Akiva asked, again related to the sugyas that we're learning. This Shiloh wasn't asked to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when they were going to buy meat for the chasana of Rabbi Gamliel's son. This was a Shiloh that he asked Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who of course was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva said, I once asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, the following question. Ha'oisim melach is harbe, b'shabasa is harbe, me'ein melach ha'achas, behelem achas. Come again. Ha'oisim melach is harbe, if somebody would do many melachos, b'shabasa is harbe, on many shabasim, me'ein melach is achas. The many melachos that he did were all me'ein melach ha'achas, which in English means they were toldos of the same melach. So, he did one told of Kaitzer, then he did another told of Kaitzer, then he did a third told of Kaitzer. He did them b'shabosis harbe, he did it behelem achas. What's the halach? Chayev achas al kulon? Or chayev al kol achas v'achas? He chayev one chatos, or is he going to be chayev chatos for kol achas v'achas? Again, what did he do? He was mechal Shabbos b'shoig, that's for sure. Chil Shabbos is one of the lamed vav krisos, which means if he does a b'shoig, he's going to be chayiv chatos. So this person for sure has to bring a carbon chatos. We're just trying to figure out how many chatos he's going to have to bring. What's unique about this? Number one, he did many malachos. Number two, he did it over many Shabbosos. So the many Shabbosos part is easy. As it relates to the many malachos, the malachos that he did were all me'en malacha achas. They were all toldos of the same malach. This was the question. Are you going to be chayev one chatos? Are you going to be chayev many chatos? So the Gemara says, Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, chayev kol achas v'achas. You're going to be chayev for each one. Mikal v'chayim. Man, nido she'im b'toitzois harbe v'chatois harbe. Chayev kol achas v'achas. Madach nido, which doesn't have toitzois harbe. Some take out the words. Chatois harbe. Chayev kol achas v'achas is one way to be chayev chatos with a nida. And that is if somebody was boil a nida. That's the only way. There's only one way to be chayiv chatos related to a nida. There's many surim that relate to a nida. There's Tumah v'Taira. But in terms of chatos, there's only one way. It has to be an actual bia. And still, you see, for every bia, you have to bring a separate chatos. Shabbos, sheish b'taytzois harbe, enu din sheish chayiv kolachas v'achas. So as it relates to Shabbos, where there's so many different ways to be mechal Shabbos, certainly you should be chayiv kolachas v'achas. This is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa from yesterday's daf, who holds that if someone's boil a nida, the same nida, many times, that loch is for each bia, he's going to have to bring, even if it was behelam achas, he's going to have to bring a separate karma chatas. Rabbi Eliezer, l'shitos, he said, I have a kalvachayim. If you have to bring a chatas for every bia, certainly you'd have to bring a chatas for every chil Shabbos. And why is it a kalvachayim? Because nida, there's only one way to do the avera. So it's limited in terms of its relationship to chatas. Shabbos, there's so many ways to be mechal Shabbos. So madach over there, chayva kol achas v'achas, certainly by Shabbos. Amarti lois, Rabbi Akiva is relating this. He says, I told my Rabbi, lo yamamrit, benido sheyesh ba shtei azara, shehu muzer ala nida v'anida muzer asala. Toimer b'Shabbos, sheim ba'elo azara achas. He said, I think nida to the contrary. I think nida in a way is mochamer. Why? Because nida, there are two people that are muzer. The man and the woman, they have the same Aveira, right? The Nida is not allowed to be with the man either. It goes both ways. As opposed to Shabbos, a Yid is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But there's no halacha that Shabbos has to not be Neschalol, right? The Muzer is only the person. As opposed to by a Nida, where the subject of the Aveira is a person, who's a balas bechira, she has that there just like he does. So maybe nida's more chamer. You're assuming nida's less chamer. I think nida's more chamer. Malis Rabbi Eliezer responded. He said, a balak ktanas yechiyach. What about someone that's born a ktana, a girl, a ktana, who's not a bas mitzvah yet, but at the same time she's a nida. She'im ba'el azar achas. V'chayv kol achas v'achas. Even over there, chayv kol achas v'achas. Even though that nida, she's not muzer because she's still a ktana. Amarti. So you said, even though right now she's not, but eventually she'll be muzer. So again, maybe nida's more chomer. Told Rabbi Akiva, what about a bala behema? If someone's bala behema, many bias, behelam achas, Rabbi Eliezer holds the same shita that he holds by bayal nid. It's not a didn't need, it's a didn't bia. So bayal behema would have the same exact halachi, be chayim on each one. The behema doesn't have the avera. Even though we killed the behema, that's mishum kloin, mishum takol, that's for a different reason. But the behema himself is not muzer. So if the behema itself is not muzer, so what do you see? That even where the other party is not muzer, still you chayv kol achas v'achas. So that can't be the svar of nida. So the bottom line is, if said Rabbi Eliezer, you have a shayla, if somebody does all these different malachas v'shabbos, it's harbe, one or two, he says, I have a raya from bia.
The raya is from bia. Nida behema, but the raya is from bia because bia yichayev al kolachas vachas. Then certainly, when it comes to chil Shabbos, you should be chayev al kol chil of a chil. What's the kal v'chomer? Because by bia, as relates to behema, nida, there's only one way to be chayev chatas for an act of bia, as opposed to chil Shabbos. There's lametes melachis with so many tolls. There's so many different ways to be over. Therefore, it makes sense that there you'd be chayev al kolachas vachas. If over here you chayev al kolachas vachas, amarti loy. So Yekiva, after this whole exchange, told his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, HaBehema Kishabbos. And what that means is very unclear, and hopefully it will become a little bit more clear during the course of the sukkah. It says the Gemara. What was Rebbe Akiva's original question? His question was a little confusing. Ha'oisa melochis harbe, me'ein melocha achas, b'shabosas harbe, behelam achas. So really, there's two things taking place here. Number one, he's doing many melochis. Number two, he's doing many melochis on many shabosas. The many melachos are defined in the Mishnah as all being toldos of the same melach. But on the one hand, he did many melachos, behelamachas, and he did melachos on many shabbosos, behelamachas. The Gemara is going to argue that it sounds like these are two separate shaylos. My kibayimine, isha bosos kegufen damyin, was this shayla regarding Shabbos? That was his ikr shayla. If you do a melacha over many shabbosos, behelamachas, do you have to bring a chatas for each Shabbos or not? And what would be the tzad that you should bring for each Shabbos? Why should each Shabbos be different? As if to say that if I do the same melacha many times on one Shabbos, then I understand I only bring one. If I do it over Shabbos or Saturday, then maybe you should bring for each Shabbos. What would be the svara? The svara would be that maybe Shabbos is ak guf and damyan. We look at each Shabbos as a separate guf. And just like there's a concept of guf and mechlokim in the world of chatos, it could be each Shabbos is a mechalik. You mechal this Shabbos and that Shabbos and the other Shabbos. Shabbos is ak guf and mechlokim. And if Shabbos is ak guf and mechlokim, maybe each Shabbos is mechayiv its own. That was that his shayla? Says the Gemara, if that was Rabbi Akiva's shayla, then you should have asked that shayla. Niboya oisa melocha achas b'shabbos yisabi. Then why do you complicate the shayla by saying that all the melochas that he did were told us of the same av melocha? This is a good shayla, even if he did the same melocha. He was a reya this Shabbos, then he was a reya next Shabbos, he was a reya last Shabbos, he was a reya the Shabbos after that, the Shabbos before that. Same exact melocha. Had he done it all on the same Shabbos, he would have been chayv one chatlas. Now we have a new shayla. Are the Shabbos is keguf and damyan? Is each Shabbos a mechalik, or is each Shabbos not a mechalik? If that was a shayla, should have asked. Ella, no, Rabbi Akiva clearly is asking a different question, because he's getting involved in the actual melacha. He said that the melachas were all told us of the same app. Ella vlade melacha is ikavas damin. Yes, that seemingly was a shayla. V'iloi boimine. It sounds like it's related to the told us. That's somehow playing a role here. What would be the shayla? The shayla would be, do you look at the told of an av melacha as a separate av malach, as a separate, is each told a separate? If each told a separate, it begets its own chatas? Or being that they're all fruit of the same tree, they're all told us of the same av, so maybe you look at them as all being one as it relates to chatas. But if that's the case, then he could ask that shayla even if it was one Shabbos. So in other words, what was the shayla? It sounds like there's two separate shaylas that are being intermingled in Rabbi Akiva's one shayla. And the Gemara says if you sit down for a minute and you break it down, it sounds like two shaylas. You want to know, I told this of one av malacha looked at as many malachas or as one malacha. It's nice shayla. You have another shayla. Shabbos is harbe. Do you look at it as one? Or do you look at it as many? So what was Rabbi Akiva's real shayla? Oh, my rabbi. That's the gear. So Amri Bey Rav, Mizokdibir in Yeshiva, as Tartaboy Mine. Rabbi Akiva really asked two separate questions. And even though the Tana, the Mishnah, put it all in one, it was really two. The first shayla was Shabbos is kegufin damyan, v'iloy. The second shayla was boy minei vladim alachas ki malachas damyan, iloy. Two separate independent questions. Again, question number one, if someone does the same exact malacha, many Shabbos is pelamachas, how many chatos are you going to bring? Do you say it's one malacha, you're going to bring one chatas? Or do you say many Shabbos? So for each Shabbos, you're going to bring its own chatas. What's the essence of the question? Shabbos is kegufin damyan, oilav kegufin damyan. There's a concept of gufin muchlokim. Is each Shabbos kegufin damyan, or is it not kegufin damyan? The second shayla was, if somebody on one Shabbos, not Shabbos is harbe, would do many toldes of the same malacha. If you do one malacha many times on one Shabbos, you bring one chatas. If you do many malachas, you bring chatas based on how many avos malachas you did. What if you did many toldes of the same malacha? Do you look at it as many malachas? Do you look at it as one malacha? One chatas or many chatas? That was the second shayla. Now, before we go weiter, what did Rabbi Eliezer tell Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yelezer told that, Kal v'chomer from Nida. Nida or Behema, Yechayv al kol bia or bia, then certainly over here you're going to be Chayv al kol bia or bia as well. If that's the case, Rabbi Yelezer's shita is Yechayv al kol achas v'achas. And if there were two shailas, that means Rabbi Yelezer was being pleasure both shailas. He told him, number one, but when it comes to toldas and others, Yechayv al kol tolda v'tolda. And number two, what he was telling him was, is that Shabbos is kiguf and damyin, you're going to be Chayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. But we're not done yet. Says the Gemara, v'Shabbos is hechimi boyle. As it relates to the Shiloh, of someone did the same malacha over many Shabbosos, where Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure, and Rabbi Eliezer seemed to be sure. He told him, "Kalvachayim needing to be chayv al kol achas v'achas." But what's the crux of the shaila? Shabbosos keguf and damyin anat. What was the shgaga? And there's two ways to learn. Heichim yiboyle. Shigig Shabbos v'zadim malacha is pshitale. Actually, let's figure that outside first. Was the crux? Was the shaila in Rabbi Akiva's case where the person was a shoygeg on Shabbos? Or is the case where the person was a shoyging on the malachas? Meaning, is this a person who knows the lamatas malachas, but he just didn't realize today was Shabbos? That was his shgaga. Or is this a person who knows it's Shabbos, he's just not familiar with the lamatas malachas? Was the shgaga on Shabbos? Or was the shgaga? Or was the shkago with regards to the malachas? And the Gemara speaks to that. Says the Gemara, v'shabbos is heichimi boyle. What was his case? Not heichimi boyle. What was the shiloh? What was the case where Rabbi Akiva asked his shayla, Shigiga Shabbos v'zad ha-malachas pshitalei? Was it poshet to Rabbi Akiva that if somebody would be a shoygig regarding Shabbos, but he's amazed regarding the malachas, so this person didn't know today is Shabbos, but he knew about the malachas. In that case, maybe it was pshitalei diyomet shemaintayin habiyadir l'chalik. It could be his poshet in that case that Rabbi Akiva knew you would be chayiv a separate chatos for each Shabbos. And the reason is, because if his shgaga, his mistake was he didn't know it was Shabbos, that every Shabbos, it's considered a new mistake. The reason it's considered a new mistake is because you had a whole week to figure out a Shabbos. So we don't look at it as halamachas. We look at it as separate halamas. And we look at the week as being an inevitable yodiyah. Whether the person knew it, didn't know, we don't even care. It's from a halachic standpoint, he's batal daitei etzel kol adam. You had 6 days to figure out what day of the week it is. Can't be such a batlan. And the bottom line is, it's considered that there was a yadiyah. And if there was a yadiyah, the next Shabbos is a new halama. So maybe it was poshut Rabbi. You would never even ask such a shayla. If the shkaga was, is it Shabbos or not, could be you would never ask such a shayla. V'zodin Shabbos v'shiyos malachas v'dubai minei. His shayla was where the person knew Shabbos. His mistake was the malacha. You can't tell me that over the course of the week you should have learned the halachas of Bayra, Mechatesa. Well, how would I have known? You should have known when it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but not necessarily the halachas. So the week isn't an implied yediya on the malachas. So if Ishgaga was Shabbos, could be it was Pashat Rabbi Akiva. Could be you would never asked the Shiloh, says the Gemara. We would have made sense that maybe you would have asked the Shiloh where the Shkaga was regarding the Malachas. What, again, what's the Shiloh? Like we spoke at, he could goof and dam and Eli. That's the Shiloh. I don't know. But the Gemara says maybe not that way. Maybe Zodin Shabbos, Vishigas Malachas, Pshit, like goof and dam. It could be it was Pashat Rabbi Akiva in the case where the person's mistake was the Malachas, that it's Kaguf and dam. Maybe that svara he held was a clear svara. The shigigah Shabbos v'zadim melachas v'debayimineh. His question was, where the shkago was on Shabbos, the yamin shemaintainen. Have you deal lechalik yiloi? Meaning the Gemara says, I get it that it was pasha to him the svara of the week is a yediyah, or maybe it was pasha to him the svara of kufa mechlakim. Meaning the Gemara seems to be saying that Rabbi Akiva's shayla of Ha'oisa, the same melacha of Shabbos is Sarbe. You're going to be chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos, or you're not going to be chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. The shaila was either, and this is the point, either where he was a zodin on the Shabbos, he was a shogig on the melachas, or where he was a zodin on the melachas and he was a shogig on the Shabbos. It's one or the other. Depending on which way you go, the other shaila would have been pshita le the Rabbi Akiva, and the shaila was the other one. Now, really, when you start the Gemara, there's no reason to assume that. Maybe Rabbi Akiva Shaila was both. Maybe Rabbi Akiva was poshitle one, that for sure you're going to be chayv only achas, and still he had a Shaila with regard. Right, the Gemara's both cases were, whichever one was poshitle, it was poshitle that he's mechayv kol achas v'achas. So if he never asked the Shaila by Shigas Shabbos, it's because it was poshit mechayv kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. If he didn't ask the Shaila by Shigas Malachas, because it was poshit mechayv kol malacha malacha. Maybe he didn't ask the Shaila because it was Pasha Tim, that he wouldn't be Chayiv in those cases. Or maybe he was nestapik in both. So it's not clear from the Gemara itself why the Gemara assumes in its presentation of this discussion that it was Pasha to Rabbi Akiva one way, his Shaila was for sure the other way. Whichever one was Pasha later, Rabbi Akiva, he knew for sure Yechayiv HaKalachas V'Achas. The Shaila was,
the other one that he wasn't pashatim, are you going to be chayv kalachas v'achas, or are you not going to be chayv kalachas v'achas? Again, what are we doing right now? We're trying to understand. Rabbi Akiva had two shailas in the Mishnah. One shaila was each told of a malacha. Do you look at it as a separate av malacha? Do you not look at it as a separate av malacha? The other was, if a person does the same malacha b'shabbos v'sarabe, are you going to be chayv kol Shabbos v'shabbos, or are you not going to be chayv kol Shabbos v'shabbos? What was Rabbi Akiva's shaila? Was the shaila was when you were shugging on the Shabbos, or was the shaila when you were shugging on the malachas? And it matters in terms of understanding what the question is. Is it a question of, do you, when a week goes by, it's an implied yidia? So if I'm a shoyging on Shabbos for 52 weeks a year, you have to bring 52 chatois because it's treated as 52 alamos, because during the course of the week, you should have figured out what day it is. Or maybe not. That would be the shayla. Or the shayla is something else. If the shgogo was on the melachos, then the shayla is each Shabbos like a separate guf avera, or is each Shabbos not like a separate guf avera? Zok de gemara. Amar Rabba. Rabbi said, and Rabbi is the first of three pshatim. Mistabro, shingigas Shabbos v'zal demalachis, pshita le diyamash ha-mintayin, habi yedir l'chalik. It's mistabro, said Rabbi, that in the case where he was a shogig on the Shabbos and he knew the malachis, that he never asked the shayla, because it's pshita le diyamash ha-mintayin, habi yedir l'chalik, v'zal din Shabbos v'shingigas malachis with the bohimine. And the question was, where he knew it was Shabbos, he was a shogig on the malachis. And what was the shayla kaguf and damino alav, the way we spoke out many times, upashale, and Rabbi Akiva was Beliezer was poishetim the zodin Shabbos shigas malachas kaguf and damian that you're going to be chayv kolachas vachas, right? The confusion is in Rabbi Akiva Shaila. We know Rabbi Eliezer told him. What Rabbi Eliezer say? You're going to be chayv kolachas vachas. So he was poishet that you'd be chayv kolachas vachas. V'loy kibul mineh, and Rabbi Akiva wasn't mekabelit. And then he asked him his second question, because remember Amri Bei Rab, there were two shailos in the Mishnah. What was the other one? The told us, do we treat them as separate ab malachas? Do we not treat them as separate ab malachas? Who postulated was poishetim the vladim malachas kibalachas damian? He told him again, Yechayv al kolachas vachas. Because Rabbi Eliezer gave one answer. It was a one size fits all answer. He told him Chayv al kol achas vachas. But again, if like kabbalim, and he wasn't a kabbalim. So says Rava, it's mustaber to me that the shaila was where the shkaga was on the melachos, not on the Shabbos. Because if the shkaga was on the Shabbos, it's pashi Chayv al kolachas vachas. The shaila was where the shkaga was on the melachos. Rabbi Eliezer told him Chayv al kolachas vachas. Rabbi Kiva said no. I only chayv one. And then he asked him a second shaila again, Rabbi Akiva said one. Which essentially means the way Rabbi's understanding, what is Rabbi Akiva's shita? Rabbi Akiva's shita is, if you ask Rabbi Akiva a shaila with regards to all these different chatois. So, shaila number one. If somebody did the same malacha, Shabbos is harbe, his shkogel was he didn't realize it was Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He knows the Labatas malachas. He was confused. He thought Shabbos was Tuesday. He mixed it up for a whole year. How many chatois do you have to? What did Rabbi Akiva tell you? Chayv kol achas v'achas. Because the week is a yediyah, yomim should maintain having yediyah l'chalik, and you're going to be chayv for alkol Shabbos v'Shabbos. If you'd ask Rabbi Akiva, what would be if the person knew it was Shabbos? It was just he was confused about the chatois. He said, you only chayv one. Rabbi Eliezer said you chayv, but like kibbul minei, Rabbi said. So he wasn't, no, you're only going to be chayv one. And what if somebody on one Shabbos does many toldos of the same halacha? How many chatois are you going to bring then? What would Rabbi Akiva then say? One. So the three shailas that we're discussing in our sugya, one, Rabbi Akiva would say chayv kolachas v'achas. The other two, Rabbi Akiva would say you only chayv one. What Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer hold you always chayv kolachas v'achas. In the case where the shkaga was the Shabbos, for sure you chayv kolachas v'achas. And even the other two, the cases Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure, Rabbi Eliezer told him chayv kolachas v'achas. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi said, was loy kiblo mineh, and as a result, you're going to be only chayv one. But as it relates to shitas Rabbi Eliezer, you will be chayv kolachas v'achas. Now, by the way, what did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah? Right, Rabbi said Rabbi Akiva wasn't mekabel. What did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah? He said Abeheima Kishabas. So it wasn't really clear what he meant when he said Abeheima Kishabas. So the way Rabbi's explaining it is Abeheima Kishabas was Rabbi Akiva's way of saying that I'm not masked. But regardless, Rabbi Akiva was like Kabbal Minis. How do I know that I'm right? Like Mechateset. I know it from a Mishnah, a famous Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Actually, the name of a famous Perek. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. This is of Perek Klal Gadol Fein. This is the way it works when it comes to Shabbos and Chatois, which is very much our sugya. If somebody forgets the concept of Evasin Shabbos, he doesn't even know there's something called Shabbos. Never heard of Shabbos, or he was Shechech. He was Shechech, Iker Shabbos. And he does many melachas and many Shabbos. Obviously, he doesn't know something called Shabbos, so Shabbos is a regular day. When it comes to Chatois, you only bring one Chatos. Why? Because it was one Shikha. He didn't know Iker Shabbos. That's one thing. And as a result, it's only one chatas. Hey, it's Shabbos. Someone knows the concept of Shabbos. For us, Malach is harbe. B'Shabbos is harbe. Chayev al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. So this is a person who knows Ikr Shabbos. He wasn't a sheikh Ikr Shabbos, but at the same, he doesn't know it's Shabbos today, and he didn't know Shabbos the following week. So what's the halach over there? You bring al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Hayadeshu Shabbos. For us, Malach is harbe. B'Shabbos is harbe. Let's see, someone knows Ikr Shabbos and he knows it's Shabbos. He just doesn't know the malachas. For us, Malach is harbe. B'Shabbos is harbe. There, the halach is chayev al kol of malacha u'malacha. There's a big diak over here. Chayiv al kol of malacha malacha. The ilu, as it relates to the last case, again, what was the last case? Somebody knew it was Shabbos, he forgot the malachas, and he didn't malachas on many Shabbosas. So the malachas, he chayiv for each av malacha. The ilu chayiv al kol of malacha, she kol Shabbos for Shabbos like a tani. It didn't say you chayiv for each malacha on each Shabbos, it just said you chayiv for each malacha. Geshmak. Let's hold that thought. Mani, who's the town of this Mishnah? Ilemi Rabbi Eliezer. Is Rabbi Eliezer? Can't be. Because the Mishnah continues. Ein Seifa. There's another part of that Mishnah. It says, if someone does many toldos of the same Malach on one Shabbos, you only chayv one. Rabbi Eliezer, chayv al kol vladi Malachas k'malachas. Our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, says, chayv al kol Malach k'malach. That was the second Shai Rabbi Akiva asked. Ela Pshita, Rabbi Akiva. It's Poshit that who's the town of the Mishnah? Paraklal Gadol. It's Rabbi Akiva. And if that's the case, Vishmam, you know, Rabbi said, Shigig is Shabbos, Vizodin Melochois, Pshita Lady Yomish Maintain, have you deal a Chalik? Vizodin Shabbos, Vishigig is Melochois, who the boy, Ikaguf and Damien, Upashale, the Kaguf and Damien, Uvladim Melochis, Kimelochis Damien, Vitravai, like Kabamine. We'll go through it again inside, but let's figure that outside first. Let's go back now to the Mishnah in Perakal Gadol. We now know the time of the Mishnah in Kagadol is Rabbi Akiva. What did the Mishnah say? It said four things, so we don't need the first one. Shechech Ikah Shabbos. Okay, you only bring one chatas. What was the second halacha? Someone knows the concept of Shabbos, but he forgot it's Shabbos. And he was mechal Shabbos. Shabbos after Shabbos after Shabbos. What's the halacha? He brings a chatas for each Shabbos. What if somebody knows Ikr Shabbos? He knows it's Shabbos. He just doesn't know the malachas. What's the halacha then? You bring alcohol of malacha malacha. But not alcohol of malacha malacha every Shabbos. Only alcohol of malacha malacha. And what was the last case of the Mishnah? The last case, the Eimah Seifa of the Mishnah, that if somebody does many toldos of the same av malacha, you're only going to bring one chatos. Cases 2, 3, and 4 of the Mishnah in Klal Gadol is our sugya. Case 2 is where the person was a shaykh on Shabbos. What did the time of the Mishnah say? What's the Mishnah in Klal Gadol? You're going to bring alcohol Shabbos for Shabbos. Must be, what's the Svara based on our sugya? Because Yomim should be tayin having your deal with Chalik. Who's the time of the Mishnah? We said it's Rabbi Akiva. So said Rabbi, before it's Rabbi Akiva. I see Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that the Yomim should be tayin having your deal. So in that case, you're going to be Chayiv al Kolachas v'achas. You're going to be Chayiv for every Shabbos. What's the third case of the Mishnah in Perek Klal Gadol? That's the second case that we've been discussing in our sugya, where the person knows that Shabbos, his shkoga is on the Melachas. What's the halacha you bring only for each Av Melacha, but not for each Av Melacha on each Shabbos? Then you're not Chayiv al Kolachas v'achas from the Shabbos perspective. You see clearly that Rabbi Akiva holds that in that case, you only Chayiv one. Now, what did Rabbi Eliezer, what was Rabbi Akiva's question to Rabbi Eliezer? How many are you going to be Chayiv? He said many. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah 1, so clearly it wasn't Makaba. And what's the last case? Many told us of the same Av Malacha. Again, the time that the Mishnah says you only bring one. Either way, says Rabba, so what I see from here is that Rabbi Akiva holds that you chayiv al kolachas v'achas when you sheikhech that it's Shabbos. Why? Because Yom Shemaitain having a deal. You only chayiv achas when it comes to shikhan the malacha is because we don't look at Shabbos Yisarbez as gufan nuchlakim. As it relates to the toldos, the halach is you look at the toldos as part of the av malachas. If you do 5 toldos at the same, it's like he did the same av malacha 5 times. You're only going to be chayiv one. As it relates to our Mishnah, says Rabbah, Rabbi Akiva wasn't maskim to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Means Rabbi Akiva, if he wasn't maskim, let's work backwards. What must his Shaila have been? If his Shaila would have been in the case of Shabbos Isharbe, where the person Shikhu was on Shabbos, then you'd have a problem. Because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva wasn't masking trouble as it means Yechayiv Achas. And in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, Rabbi Akiva said Yechayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Must be that was never a Shaila. Must be because Rabbi Akiva knew that. He knew that Yom Shemayin Tayin having a deal with Chalik. His Shaila was where the Shikhu was on the Melachos. Rabbi Eliezer told him al chalachas v'achas. Rabbi Akiva wasn't mekabel. That's l'shitasa in the Mishnah Perek Klal Gadol. Then he asked him another shayla. Rabbi Eliezer told him yichayv chalachas v'achas. Rabbi Akiva wasn't maskim. The point is, Rabbi started off his analysis by saying that when I look at the Mishnah, I see Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva having a shaka v'taria, and I know that Rabbi Akiva finishes saying, "Amarti lo yabeim k'shabbos," which means he wasn't masking Rabbi Eliezer. If he wasn't masking Rabbi Eliezer, now I can work backwards based on my ideas in a Mishnah in Perek Klal Gadol Masechta Shabbos, and I can know Rabbi Akiva Shaila was. Yeah, we started off. What was Rabbi Akiva Shaila? Right. It's a little confusing. The question was, what are we trying to figure out in the sugya, right? We know there's a Zohar Gemara. That's obvious. But what's the Gemara trying to figure out? We're trying to figure out what was Rabbi Akiva Shaila. So Rabbi said, I can work backwards. I'm no Raya from the Mishnah. I'm no Raya. The Mishnah is so sussum. It's not clear what in the world is going on in the Mishnah. Right? I'm Rebbe Rab, one Shaila, two Shailas. It's confusing. But I have a Raya from another Mishnah. Because I have a Mishnah in Klal Gadol that I know is Rabbi Akiva. And that Mishnah in Klal Gadol sets it up beautifully. There's a Shulchan Aruch. It's very, very simple. I know that Rabbi Akiva holds that when you shechech Shabbos, you chayv al kolachas v'achas. When you shechech the melachas, you chayv al kol melacha, not al kolachas v'achas. And the tovas are all treated as a melacha. It's all viewed as one. I know it's Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, and I also know that Rabbi Akiva wasn't masking Rabbi Eliezer, that means Rabbi Akiva holds in the case of shikcha, of many Shabbosos, the halacha is, you only chayv achas, must be the shayla was, the case in Klal Gadol, where you only chayv for each, you only chayiv for kol malacha malacha, and you're not chayiv for kol Shabbos for Shabbos. That's the case where the shikha was on the malachas. So that was Rabbi's back of the envelope cheshbin, where Rabbi said, it's pasha to me from my cheshbin, based on the Mishnah of Perek Klal Gadol, the Rabbi Akiva's shayla was where the shikha was on the malachas, the shikha wasn't on the Shabbos. Amalei Abayas, Abaya told Rabbi, how do you know? Mechatesi. What's the mechatesi going to be? How does Rabbi know that Rabbi Akiva wasn't masking to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah? What did he say? What were his magic words? He said, "Abeheva k'shabbos." Abeheva k'shabbos means I'm not masking. Doesn't mean that. You interpreted it one day. I can interpret it another way. Really, Abaya said, "I'll tell you that zodin Shabbos and shigigas melachos was pshita to Rabbi Akiva that it's lav kegufin dami. That was never a shayla. It was pashitim that it's lav kegufin dami, and that's why Rabbi Akiva." In the Mishnah, in Perek Klal Gadol said that you're only going to be chayav al kol av malacha, v'av malacha, you're not going to be chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'shigigas Shabbos v'zodim malachas u'debayim v'nei. The question was where Shgaga was on the Shabbos. And what was the question? Yom bein tayim v'havim yedir l'chalik v'loy. U'pashalei, what did he tell him? The Yom shem bein tayim is l'chalik. V'kabel v'nei. And he was makabel. He was makabel. U'pashalei, and then he asked him another question about the vlad malachas. And Rabbi Eliezer told him, vlad malachas. And that he wasn't masking to. So Abaya told Rabba as follows. He said, I agree with what you're saying that the Mishnah in Perek Klal Gadol is Rabbi Akiva. And if that's the case, we know Rabbi Akiva Shita. Where the Shkago was on Shabbos, you're going to be Chayva Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Where the Shkago was on the Malachos, you're not going to be Chayva Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. And the Toldos are treated as an Av Malacha. Meaning, you don't look at each Toldo as a separate Av Malacha. You look at them as the Av Malacha. I agree with all that. I'm not debating with you Shitas Rabbi Akiva. I understand Shitas Rabbi Akiva with you 100%. But you proved from Shitas Rabbi Akiva what Rabbi Akiva Shaila in our Mishnah was. Because you assumed that Rabbi Akiva for sure didn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer. So if Rabbi Eliezer said, Yechayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and Rabbi Akiva didn't agree, that means Rabbi Akiva held you only Chayiv for one Shabbos. You're not chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. When did Rabbi Akiva say you're only chayv for one Shabbos in the Mishnah of Perek Klal Gadol where the shikha was on the malach? It must be that was the shayla. Because if the shayla was where the shikha was on the Shabbos, then you would have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is not masking Rabbi Eliezer. It means you chayv only once. And in the Mishnah of Perek Klal Gadol, he says you chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Abaye told Rabbi, I disagree with your whole premise. How do you know that? Maybe Rabbi Akiva was masking to Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. And maybe the shayla really was where the shikha was on Shabbos. And he asked Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Yechayv kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what? I hear, I'm masking. And in the Mishnah of Perek Klal Gadol, l'shitasa, he said, you're going to be chayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Akiva has another case in the Mishnah of Perek Klal Gadol. In that case, the shikha was on the malachas. There he says, you're going to be chayv only one. You're not going to be chayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That had nothing to do with our Mishnah. That was never a shayla. And it was always pshitah to him over there that you're going to be. And by the way, the nafkamina would be, the big nafkamina, maybe even Rabbi Eliezer would hold over there that you only chayv achas, says Rashi. Maybe even Rabbi Eliezer would over there, that was never the shayla. You don't even know what Rabbi Eliezer holds in that case. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer hold you would be only chayv achas. But the bottom line is, Rabbi proved what Rabbi Akiva's shayla was because he thought that Rabbi Akiva was not masking for Rabbi Eliezer. And unless his shayla was where the shikha was on the malach, you'd have a steer in Rabbi Akiva, and that we can't have.
But Rabbi Yisrael Mechatesi, maybe Rabbi Akiva was masking to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, for sure, wasn't masking to the second thing Rabbi Eliezer said. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah Berak HaGol. But maybe one, he has two Shailas. Amri Bei Rav, there were two Shailas. One, he was masked. He was Mekabel. And the other one, he wasn't Mekabel. From the fact that he said, HaBehemek Shabbos, that doesn't mean he wasn't Mekabel. Maybe HaBehemek Shabbos means, on some level, he was Mekabel. Either way, that's the second Shana in the Gemara. Third Shana in the Gemara is Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Zodin Shabbos, V'shigigas Melacha is, I feel Rabbi Akiva is related to Kaguf and Damien. I hold Rabbi Akiva, she does, Abai, Rabbi, I disagree with your whole premise. The whole haschal of this sugya was that we proved that the Mishnah Perek Kagoda was Rabbi Akiva, and we had a lot of information once we did that. We knew Rabbi Akiva Shita as it relates to the two stodim in our sugya. One side is the shikha was on Ikri Shabbos, the Mishnah Perek Kagoda says Yichai Bekol Shabbos for Shabbos. The second shayla was where the shikha was on the Melachas. What does the Mishnah say? You only Chai Vachas. Now, did it really say you only Chai Vachas? No, it didn't. It was a diak. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if someone's Yodei Shu Shabbos, Va'osa Melacha Yisharbe, V'Shabbos Yisharbe, Chayav Al Kol Av Melacha U'Melacha. And there was a diak. V'ilu Chayav Al Kol Av Melacha, Shel Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos Loi Katane. No, it's a diak. Abaye thought it was a great diak. Rabbi thought it was a great diak. We thought it proved there would be a Kiva Shita was, as related to that Shaila, that you're not going to be Chayav Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. It's that point Rav Chizda argues with. Rav Chizda says, I don't, it's not muchach that that's a deik. Zodin Shabbos, v'shigigas melachos, afilu Rabbi Akiva's fear lady kaguf and damyan. I think in that case, he holds, even with his shkoga was on the melachos, he'd be chai v'kol Shabbos v'shabbos. I the deik? No, mishtak nishtin yen a deik. V'chibay yiminei shigigas Shabbos v'zodin melachos, with the boy yiminei. The shayla was, as it relates to shigigas Shabbos v'zodin melachos, the yavin shein b'entayin havi yadir l'chalik, whether it's yadir l'chalik or not, u'poshele, and he was poshet him, yavin shein b'entayin havi yadir l'chalik, v'kabel minei, and he was mekabel, u'poshele, the vlodei melachos, ke melachos damyin, v'loi kabel minei. So either way, Chiz is learning very much like Abaya, but not like Abaya. He's learning like Abaya, that he disagrees with Rabbi's premise that there's no, that it's muchach from the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Akiva wasn't masking from Eliezer. Mechateis, maybe he was. All he said was that Behem is like Shabbos. What does that mean? So it's not muchach that he wasn't Mekabel. Maybe he was Mekabel. Now, for sure, with regards to the second Shiloh, we know Rabbi Akiva wasn't Mekabel. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah Klal Gadol. But as it relates to the first Shiloh, maybe he was Mekabel. The question was, what was the first Shiloh? Was the first Shiloh where the Shikha was on Ikra Shabbos? Or was the first Shiloh where the Shikha was on the Melachos? It's really based on this Diuk, whether it's a Diuk or not. Meaning, because in the Mishnah Perek Klal Gadol, Rabbi Akiva is clearly saying that where the Shikha is on the Melachos, Yichayv HaKol Av Melacha Melacha, but he doesn't say HaKol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Abaya, Rabba, both thought that was a Diuk. Rav Chizda didn't think that was a Diuk. It plays itself out. Either way, there's three Shitas over here. How to understand what Rabbi Akiva's Shaila. Now, one thing is interesting. There's besides Rav Chizda, Abaye and Rabba, there's no machloikis in what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. It's clear what the Shita is. We know exactly what the Shita is. And we know what Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is. We know what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. Again, we're not going to go through the whole cheshbon again. But Abaye and Rabba are arguing what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. Agree with Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. They're arguing with what Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is. If you want to just have the framework to be able to sit down and work it out. They're agreeing with what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. They're arguing with what Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is. They're also arguing what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said, Abehema Kishabis. And they're arguing in the rest of the story. Was Rabbi Akiva masking to Rabbi Eliezer's Shuva or was he not? So it's a machloikis and hashtag rest of the story. It's a machloikis and Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin like anyways. Rabbi Eliezer's Shavuti. And there's a machloikis in Taitsha the Mishnah. How Abehema is Kishabis. Rav Chizda throws in a major wrinkle. Because Rav Chizda already says that there's actually, it could be that Rabbi Akiva's Shita, as it relates to Shikha on the Melachos, is not what Abaye and Rabba thought. Abaye and Rabba be medayik for the Mishnah Klal Gadol, that you're not going to be chayav kol Shabbos for Shabbos. I'm not so sure. I don't know that that's necessarily a diak. Either way, what we just learned now is the haschala of the sugya. This haschala goes well into Shabbos' daf, but we will stop here.